now return to the Mike Calta Show on 102.5 The Bone.
.17 on the Mike Calta Show. It's 102.5 The Bone. Bud Light and 102.5 The Bone are giving away not one, but two trips to Las Vegas to go to UFC 303 to watch the return of Conor McGregor live. A winner and a guest will win round-trip airfare, hotel stay at the Mandalay Bay, and two tickets to the fight. All compliments of Bud Light and 102.5 The Bone. The two winners will be from right here in the Tampa Bay area, right here in our listening audience. All you have to do to win is visit participating bars and retail stores in the area and look for the Bud Light UFC QR code. They're all over the Tampa Bay area. You can stop by the Blind Goat in Tampa, Thirsty First in St. Pete, Surfside Tap House out there in Clearwater. Stop by any of these places, or you can go to BudLightUFC.com for all the locations and the pretty much anywhere you get Bud Light's going to be able for you to scan. But go to BudLightUFC.com for all the details and find the place near you to go by and scan it. And you could win a trip for two to Las Vegas to see UFC 303. Thank you to our friends at Bud Light for providing that for us.
What is making you think about going out for that?
My son is graduating in May, I don't know, soon. And then I have not been to Vegas in a long time, so I thought this is a good excuse. Yeah, Vegas is great to go, but it's much better when you have a plan, or else you're just going to gamble. Or worse, in my case, eat.
That is on June 28th is when that's happening at UFC 303.
Also, I'd like to see Conor McGregor fight one time. I've never actually seen him fight live. I think that'd be kind of cool. If you're going to go to one, you might as well make it a good one.
Right.
You know, I've seen Lesnar fight Randy Couture. I've seen, I don't remember. I saw one of the fights in Jersey one time that was really cool. You know what? It's so interesting is that I've had seats on the floor behind Joe Rogan, like literally Joe Rogan, then us. And it was not nearly as cool as when I went to New Jersey and sat in the 200 level. Right dead center, because you're right above the cage, so you see everything that's happening right in the cage. Other than that, you're looking up at the TV screen.
They have the women's straw weight fight on that card, which is the karate hottie. Michelle Watterson Gomez.
Yeah, so it'll be, you know, I think McGregor, any of those fights are fun to watch, but watching Conor McGregor fight once, even though he's probably going to lose, would be cool too, just to see him do it.
Well, he's fighting Michael Chandler. Connor's record is 22-6-0, and Chandler is 23-8-0.
So yeah, we'll see. I mean, Chandler's happens. A loser too, is what you're saying.
I'm saying I don't want to fight either of them. Oh, who was saying that they could beat up...
Me, probably.
No, somebody was saying that they could beat up Conor McGregor. Oh, 50 Cent.
No.
50 Cent. He goes,
I'd pay for that.
He goes, in a street fight? He goes, I'd whoop his ass. He goes, in a street. He goes, yeah, I get in the octagon, whatever. But he goes, in a street fight, I'd whoop his ass.
But see, that's the same mentality that I had with Uriah Faber. I stood next to Uriah Faber, and he's Spanish's size. Mm-hmm. And I just felt like by just sheer mass, if I could get my arm anywhere on you and fall on you, you're dead.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, there's nothing you could do.
But the funny thing is that's all that they do.
And I learned that shortly after. Yeah,
how you get out of that and how you use your weight against yourself and do all the different things. Yeah.
Uriah Faber had never even seen me. And when I said that to him on the air, he laughed. Yeah. He goes, oh, okay.
And so many people, you know, when was the last time you were in a fight?
Not,
you know what I mean?
Not in my 50s, I can tell you that.
Not every day for your entire life.
You know
when
the last
life.
Time I was in a fight was? Before I fell on my own flip-flops. Yeah. Oh, that's I was in a fight.
Yeah. Exactly. You guys have been training, fighting every day since they were like 9 years old.
Yeah. I didn't take into consideration the fighting skills. I just assumed, like, you know, you get a cougar could fight, could bite, and got the claws and all that. You fight a bear, the bear's going to be like, get away from me, cougar. You know, he's going to swat him. So that's the mentality I was thinking. Incorrectly.
Last time we saw 50 Cent, he was being criticized for being fat, hanging upside down in the Super Bowl.
It's not even that. 50 Cent could be in the best shape of his life. Yeah. He's still not a fighter. He's not a guy that fights every day of his life and trains.
He was shot a couple of times.
Competed at the highest level. If you're talking about who can get shot the most, maybe 50 Cent is number one on the list.
Right. He could take it.
No one takes a shot better than 50 Cent.
These guys are the best in the world.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, and he beat them to become the best.
Right.
Yeah.
Look at Charlie Belcher's at some sort of place and make giant Bavarian pretzels.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Lightning symbol. I love a pretzel.
I know why. I know why.
Did you see the pretzel with the pizza inside?
Oh. Yeah. You know why?
Why is it the pretzel place?
Why?
Today is Happy National Pretzel Day.
Oh, it's a pretzel.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
So he takes it one step further. You mentioned it. He gets to eat it.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Not cool.
Not cool, Charlie Belcher. Not cool.
Are you saying I should bring in pretzels because it's National Pretzel Day?
I mean,
Day?
If you're going to tease us with a pretzel day, you might as well give us a little
snack. Hey, I'm letting you know, and I'm letting you know where you can get deals on pretzels.
Oh.
How about that?
Oh, okay. Hell yeah.
I'm not going to get them for you.
No.
I'm not your pretzel boy. Not some sort of pretzel boy.
Remember the pretzel winch in Germany?
Oh. Yeah.
They just walk around and have these big, giant,
for real?
Like, yeah. Huge pretzels for like $5.
Were they good?
Interesting in Spanish is that I was like, why? Like, I just don't say no, it's a Bavarian thing, but you're drinking all that beer. You're like, I need to eat something.
Yeah.
I need to eat something.
Yeah, they come out with salt on it and everything. Yeah.
And she's like wearing them around her neck.
Yep.
It was great.
Can you bite them off her neck?
Yeah, if you give her an extra $5, you can get right off.
Imagine they're all hot German broads.
No.
Did you have one of the pretzels?
Yeah.
Did it taste different because they're not using all kind of weird stuff in their pretzels, probably?
I was so drunk, it was the most magical thing I'd ever had in my life.
I don't remember it being different than regular pretzels.
I thought this is so great. This is so awesome.
Gio and I were a perfect traveling pair to be a big clock tower. And Gio's like, I'm going to climb the clock of the clock tower, go to the top. I go, cool, I'm going to be in the store.
Do you get any beer cheese with it?
Oh.
Ooh.
Yes.
Yeah, they did.
He can't remember. I think so.
I miss it.
I'm American.
I miss it. I miss Germany.
Yeah.
I really want to go to Oktoberfest. I really do.
Yeah,
I think it would be so much fun.
We should definitely still go to Amsterdam. I think you're going to like Amsterdam more than you like Germany. And not even for the red light district, but just because they have such a wide variety of cultures all in one spot.
Yeah, I would like to do it, but I feel like the main reason to go to Amsterdam is for weed and hookers.
No.
And I'm not into either one of those.
No, it's truly not. The architecture is unbelievable. The people are amazing.
Right. Like, I feel like I'd enjoy it, but I'd like it more if I was trying weed and hookers, which I think I would definitely try the weed.
If you're over there,
you might as well do it.
Yeah, the weed is good, but it's very potent.
You could have quite the birthday celebration, and I know that you're not one that, birthday week or anything like that, but your birthday is right in line with when Oktoberfest kicks off, because it actually kicks off in September. You go see Creed and then fly over to Germany.
Yeah.
Can you take me to Germany?
Actually, this is the rumor. If the last song, if Scott Stapp hits the right note from the song, you actually teleport to Germany. Can you take me? And then you disappear over in the bar.
That Super Bowl commercial with Creed was the Creed and Captain Picard and all that was one of the greatest thing. They wanted to kick that little kid's head to the football Arnold. I don't know what was going on. Then Creed starts singing and the guy's like, oh, Creed's here. That was insane but awesome at the same time.
I was watching some videos from their cruise performance. They sounded great.
They really
did. Yeah.
And then I saw they did karaoke too on the cruise. Mark Tremonti got up there and did Billy Idol, and then, of course, he did Sinatra.
Yeah.
The band's going to sound awesome, because Tremonti, who's great, but Scott Stapp sounds very good. Yeah. Sounds just like it hasn't lost anything.
God.
I got a good Bert Big Time in Me story during karaoke. I don't know if I should tell it now or if I should tell it while Bert's on the air.
On the cruise?
On the Bert cruise.
Oh, he's calling in Tuesday.
Right. Maybe I'll save it for that.
Yeah.
Bert Big Time Me so hard. Mm. So hard. It was great.
Not cool.
Oh, no, I'll tell you, and then we can bring it up to Bert.
Yeah, all right.
So, Bert has a significant amount of handlers, like a bunch of girls that work for him and Leanne, and they know that I'm friends with Bert, and they know that there's a lot of people on the boat that are acquaintances of Bert. So, every time that they would do something, there'd be like a VIP area, they'd go, come over here, you can wait over here, and they're like, kept like trying to take extra care of me, and I appreciated it, but I didn't need it, you know what I mean? And then, Joe was getting ready to sing karaoke, and there's a big staircase, and Bert was on the staircase, and his handler girl was like, you can go up there with Bert. You can stand on the stairs. I was like, oh, okay, cool. Like, I was just standing in the front of the stage, so I went up there with Bert, and I said, hey, Joe is going to sing, and he's going to tear the place down with Sweet Caroline. And he was like, oh, good, 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 good. And then Joe got up on stage, and I pulled the camera on. Bert goes, this is so gay. Bert goes, You're not going to get the angle from here. You should go down there and get it. Like, he wanted to be alone on the staircase. He was like, yeah, all right. Bert. I got you. I got it. I didn't invite myself up here. I was pushed up here by one of your people, and now I'm getting pushed away. Yeah. I was like, I got you big time.
Yeah. Beat it. Get out of here. Yep. Scram.
Yeah. There was a couple of those.
I like to stand here shirtless during the performance. Why, there was a couple of those? You remember more?
I don't remember specific, but I remember when we were at the karaoke bar when people were singing karaoke. With remember the DJ set?
Yeah.
That I had walked in with your son, and he didn't see your son. He just saw me, and we made eye contact, and then he like walked away, and I was like, all right. I wasn't even coming in here to see you, man. I was just coming in here to get a drink.
Like, oh, no, Spanish is here.
Yeah.
Wow.
Bert's so famous.
He really is.
Anyway, where were we? Time to check in with Galvin. He's got today's news.
And now, news with Galvin on the Mike Calta Show.
Listen, I want to point out, I get it. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not mad at Bert. I'm saying I'd love to, like, Bert's the kind of guy where you want to point it out to everybody. Go, oh, I remember when you big time. Whoa, I didn't even know I did that.
I did do it.
Oh, I totally remember.
Today's news is brought to you by Pelt Shoes. Pelt's has 6 locations throughout Pinellas, Sarasota, and Fort Myers. Makes it very easy for you. If you hear my voice, you're probably near a Pelt's right now. You can go in there and check out all the different shoes that they have, including they got the pickleball shoes for you. Ooh. It's sweeping the nation. Everybody loves the pickleball. So they have the Skechers, New Balance, K-Swiss, Asics. Not just pickleball shoes. They have everything you're looking for, whether you need some dress shoes, you need some shoes for the beach, you want some flip-flops, you want some Hey Dudes, you need some heels, ladies, they have them right there for you. So stop into a Pelts today and make sure you tell them Galvin from the Mike Helta Show sent you. So the U.S.
Vegas is becoming real.
Oh, why? Who's in?
Bob Murray just said he's in. Hell no. He said he's taking his son. We go. I was like, all right, it's real.
The U.S. is expected to announce today that it will provide about $6 billion in long-term military aid to Ukraine. U.S. officials said, adding that it would include much sought-after munitions for Patriot air defense systems. The officials said the package will be funded through the Ukraine Security Assistance Initiative, which pays for longer-term contracts with the defense industry and means that it could take many months or years for the weapons to arrive. The officials spoke on condition of anonymity to discuss the details. Details that haven't been made public just yet.
Sounds perfect.
Why don't they send over a bunch of them flame-throwing dogs?
We
got those already.
Yeah,
that's the way to go.
10 grand a pop. We could probably get a good deal. Get them at $6,000 if you buy 200 of them.
Because everything that we send over there, there's no oversight. So that's why they much rather send money, because they know that they can funnel money wherever they want, because no one's keeping track of it.
And especially if the stuff's not going to show up for possibly years.
What are we doing?
I saw Steve Byrne doing the topical jokes, putting the stuff out on Instagram, and he said that they were doing this and sending the aid package with all the different weapons and everything. He said the only down part is they have to go pick them up from Afghanistan.
Yeah, they're all, that's funny.
They're all over there. President Biden's latest proposal to hike the top capital gains tax rate to its highest level in more than a century is facing heavy criticism from experts who warn such an action could significantly harm the U.S. economy. According to a report issued by the Treasury Department, the president's proposed fiscal year 2025 budget would increase the top marginal rate on long-term capital gains and qualified dividends to a staggering 44.6%. A capital gains tax hike that of that magnitude would take the rate to its highest level since it was first introduced in the early 1920s. Investment is a real driver of economic growth, says E.J. Antoni, an economist. He says investment is what gives your productivity gains. The Treasury Department report states that the 44.6% rate is a combination of proposals, including increasing the top ordinary capital gains rate from 20% to 37%. They say the bulk of the tax hike impact Americans with taxable income greater than $1 million. But Antoni, who argued such a tax hike would have broad economic impacts, further noted that inflation impacts the price of equities such as stocks. That means tax on gains when equities are sold also taxes inflation.
It's we're going to get so screwed. I was listening to this yesterday. And this is, you want to hear something really weird? And this is why I don't mind that my son smokes weed. Because when I went to St. Leo, the smartest guy on our floor was Bill Krickenberger, who smoked the most weed of anybody I ever met in my life.
and our floor GPA was up higher because of Bill. And then the guy used to get weed in high school. I was listening to the thing yesterday, the news in the background, and they were like, right now, for information on this, let's go to international economist Marco Vicentino. And I'm like, I went to high school with Marco Vicentino. There's no way it's the same guy. And I leaned in and I looked, same guy.
Yeah.
I'm like, that guy is now on TV talking about the world economy, and I think he was somewhere in China doing his thing. I was like, oh, look at this.
Yeah. Well, the big thing with this is they're trying to push it as, oh, it's only the super rich that are going to deal with this stuff. No, it is everybody. Everybody. And if you think I don't mean you, I mean you. Yeah. Everybody is
going to get hit with it.
Oh, yeah. The super rich just move their money outside the country.
That's the thing.
So they don't have to pay any of that.
And even if you're saying, well, I don't have any capital gains, I don't have any stocks, I don't have any of that stuff. No, it goes into the economy, it goes into everything, inflation, all that stuff. Yeah,
that's why it's so important for people. If you have ever been interested in getting your own trust in LLC, now would be the time, because you can hide your money there legally here in the U.S.
for now.
Yeah, for now, until they start to change those laws. But that will affect the rich too.
Can I ask you a personal question?
Sure.
In front of a large audience of 2 million people. Did you get money back on your taxes in line with what you got last year?
Mine was actually a little bit less. And I actually talked to DeMarco. I talked to them. I go, I was just curious, why is it less? Is it different tax laws and stuff? And he said, unfortunately, you're making more, so you're getting less back. And I said, mo money, mo problems.
Yeah.
I said, I heard that.
Because I didn't find out my information yet. I did my taxes, but I didn't, you know, didn't get it back yet and all that. And I'm just curious, because
I would say I got about maybe 3/4 of what I got from the year before. Yeah.
But does it make up for what? The more that you're making, the amount that you're making, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
you're making more.
I'm making more throughout the year, and I'm getting less. But yeah, it's just a bigger chunk taken out at the end.
Yeah.
I pay a refrigerator tax.
Yeah,
on my money.
Mm. It's gonna get wild.
Question, Carmen.
Yes.
What is the Giggly Squad?
I have no idea.
Anybody?
The Giggly Squad. Sounds like a podcast.
That's Best Buy. They come fix your computer.
No, that's the Geek Squad.
Oh, sorry.
I don't know. The Giggly Squad is coming here to do their podcast.
Yeah, I was right.
Yeah, I know, but I don't know. First, I was like,
what do you mean? Oh, they're doing a live one somewhere?
I thought it was a K-pop band. You know, that sounds like something they would do. And then I looked and I have no idea what it is.
No, they're two girls. One girl, I want to say she was on a reality show and then she turned into a comedian, but she's not really a comedian. She just does like stage performances and not funny anymore.
I was just curious, like, who is going to these things? And then I realized at the same time, I'm also an old white dude. There's a chance that I don't know who the Giggly Squad is and the rest of the world does.
It's the I Hate Men World Tour.
Is it really?
That's what it says, yeah.
Yeah, cool.
I could think of another name for that.
What did we do?
Not them.
Yeah. Why do we hate it so much?
I gotta tell you.
I mean,
I may show up just to stare at these girls.
Oh, really?
Yeah, wow.
Yeah. Is this one thing like the girls all like? The girls all gather around it?
I bet I'm guessing it's just like another caller daddy?
Yeah. Caller daddy, yeah. But so the girl, one of the girls that's on it, Hannah Burner, she was like one of the girls who like started doing the interviews on the street. She was like the first one to start doing that and like pranking people and stuff like that. Like that's how she blew up.
That girl that does it for Barstool is the best.
Right, but she kind of like mimics like this girl started doing it, and then she started, and then she turned it into like doing it comedy on stage, and now she has the podcast.
Oh, okay. I don't know who's. I would love to know if you're going to see the Giggly Squad, and I'm not against it by any means. I'm not saying don't or don't like. I don't never heard of them until yesterday, and I'm just curious. I'm the same guy who said that Bad Friends would never sell a ticket at the Mahaffey Theater, and then it sold out.
I'm looking at their website, and several of their shows are already sold out.
Really?
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. I just want to know, like, who is listening? I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I just don't know who that appeals to. And
college girls.
Yeah, young girls.
So they tricked me with their photos because I'm looking at the video, and they're, you know, not like they're bad, whatever, but obviously they look much better in the photos, whatever. Full episode. This one is the Giggly Squad giggling about good sides, tampons, and turtles.
Oh.
Might be interesting.
I like turtles.
I like turtles.
Well, there you go.
Interesting.
By the way, I totally nailed it by saying a podcast. Sounds like a podcast. I did not.
Yeah. At first I was like, this is going to be a K-pop man that wears skirts and look like they're 12, but they're really in their 30s. You know, that's what I thought. Oh. And then I looked into it and I saw it was two girls and I thought, But who's going to this? Like, I've never heard of this. Is there enough power behind this to sell out a show? Yes.
Mm-hmm. Aren't you amazed by that? That there's all these different things that get that many people that you necessarily never even heard of?
Right.
And it still has that fan base? Yeah, it blows my mind.
When Paw Patrol comes to Ruth Eckert Hall, you're not going to Paw Patrol, but you know what it is.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, how have I never even heard of this?
Because you're
and
old.
And it's selling out shows. But I know Paw Patrol.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I do know things that are out of my realm. I'm never going to Reggae Rise Up, but I'm certainly sure of what that is, you know?
Yeah.
I'm just curious. I'm not criticizing. I just don't know how these things are so successful. But I've been wrong plenty of times.
The older we get, the more detached from modern pop culture you become.
My old agent, Ross Reback, two of the things that he taught me the most is that, one, you gotta say no sometimes. That I learned from him. And then two is that he would listen to top 40 music. And I'm like, you're a 60-year-old man. What are you listening to Britney Spears for? And he's like, I gotta know everything. I gotta listen to it. I listen to it all. And I was like, yeah, he's right. You gotta listen to everything. You wanna stay relevant.
Gio, you said about getting older and be not as attached. You know, you don't know what's going on and stuff, but also there's so much stuff, too.
Right. Yeah.
Like, I think even people that are in the know are still like, gee, there's so much stuff to try and remember all these different things that are going on or who's who.
I don't think I'm going to go to the Giggly Squad.
Yeah?
No.
Right. I mean, maybe. You never know by the time.
We can go together.
Nope.
The University of Southern California announced Thursday that it is canceling its main stage commencement ceremony for 2024 graduates as anti-Israel protests have shut down its campus.
USA, USA. Because I have to go there, and I don't want to go sit through that whole goddamn thing.
Well, it says, quote, with new safety measures in place this year, the time needed to process the large number of guests coming to campus will increase substantially. As a result, we will not be able to host the main stage ceremony that traditionally brings 65,000 students, families, and friends to our campus all at the same time during a short window from 8:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. that was on their USC website.
So my niece is graduating from USC and USC Film School, so there's the big whole school graduation, which I don't have to go to, and then her film school graduation, which that's the one I think we have to go to.
Be careful.
I'd be happy if they just canceled the whole thing.
Yeah. Canceled.
We just have the party. Just
yeah.
I mean, nobody.
And there's so many.
See you back in the house.
You gonna be packing when you go out there?
No, we can't pack in L.A.
What? You can't?
Yeah, I can't. First of all, I can't travel. I mean, I can, but I have before. Not with a gun, Gio, just with the bullets.
Oh, sorry.
But in order to travel with a gun, you have to lock it in a box, declare it, send it, and then ship it, and then claim it when you get there. Mm. If it's a state that has reciprocity, the California does not.
Just mail Spanish get you a cane that has a sword in it?
Oh, I didn't say I'm not going to have weapons.
That's what I'm
just
saying.
Not
like something.
I'm not going to have a gun.
Yeah. If you stab somebody with a sword in L.A. because they were coming at you with a protest, that would be hilarious.
Turn out they just had a bad limp.
Yeah. The Florida Panthers beat the Tampa Bay Lightning 5-3 last night to take a 3-0 lead in the first round playoff series. Game 4 of the best of 7 series will be held right here in Tampa on Saturday at 5 p.m. where it now becomes do or die for the Lightning. Got to win it, otherwise it's over.
I don't like that.
We swept them before.
Listen to me. They're just a better team. They're playing harder. They're faster. It's just it. Their goalie wants it more.
Mm-hmm.
It's just it. It's not a criticism of the Lightning. It's how good the Panthers are.
They can't get a lucky bounce to save their life.
Nope.
The Lightning, like the one goal offsides.
Yeah,
you know why? Because that guy's
the Matrix spin crazy Barofsky.
He's not playing part like of the Vasilevsky. Script.
Yeah, it's not part of it.
Follow the money, Carmen.
Exactly.
Follow South Florida. I just think that. I mean, I'm not again. I have a Lightning tattoo. I love the Lightning, but they're just not playing at the same caliber as the Panthers.
They've really taken Kucherov out of the equation, too.
Yeah.
They're double-teaming him. They're all over him. They showed a couple different things, and they're, like, just all over him the entire time.
Yeah, wow. It's sad. But also, it's good to have a team that goes to the playoffs every year.
Sure,
you know, at least we're getting a little spoiled over that.
Well, Saturday will be the game, 5 p.m. You can listen right here on The Bone. No surprise that the Chicago Bears selected Southern California quarterback Caleb Williams with the number one pick in the NFL draft last night in Detroit. He was followed by the Washington Commanders' selection of LSU quarterback Jaden Daniels, New England Patriots' choice of North Carolina quarterback Drake May. Six quarterbacks were taken in the first 12 picks. Tampa Bay got their guy while addressing a position group in need of some help. The Buccaneers used their 26th pick overall to get Duke offensive lineman Graham Barton.
You were close, Gio. You got a lineman just on the wrong side.
I love it.
The Bucs got a versatile lineman that can play anywhere along the line. With big help needed on the interior, the Buccaneers can play Barton at guard or even at center while moving Robert Hainsey to guard.
Yeah, good move for the Buccaneers right now. It certainly couldn't get a... You didn't have a high enough pick to be interested in any of those quarterbacks for the future.
No.
There was no receivers at that point when we
built
really
the trenches, man, in the draft. I love that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But the big story yesterday was Tampa Bay's own Penix going to the Falcons. What?
I think it's hilarious.
But I mean, they just signed Kirk Cousins.
That's why I think it's hilarious.
So what is the game plan there?
I have no idea. They gave Kirk Cousins $100 million.
Yeah.
And then they take a quarterback in the first round, which nobody thought Penix was going to go in the first round.
No.
Yeah, and Falcons fans were like, what is going on?
I'd love to know what the theory is behind that.
Raheem Morris is the new coach.
They already have the videos and memes and stuff and everything. They had some black reality show of women that are getting in a fight, whatever, and the doorbell rings and the girl gets up and it's got Cousins' face on it and goes, who are you?
Kirk Cousins said he had no idea. Like, I guess they told him, like, right before the pick was going to happen. He was like, what?
That's wild.
Yeah.
Well, dude, if I'm Kirk Cousins at this point and I got $100 million, I'm like, take him.
Well, because he's 35,
right?
Kirk Cousins, so he doesn't have
three
that
more
many
years,
right? He doesn't have that many years left, so maybe they just want him behind him.
Are they going to sit this kid for 3 years?
But that's a thing. They took him, I think, eight, like a number one pick right away. You want that kid to play?
I don't know. Yeah.
Do you? No, you want him to learn from someone because
I would say he's competing. He's competing for the starting job. You know what I mean?
Other quarterbacks are going to start in the NFL day one.
Yeah.
Yeah, but a lot of quarterbacks that go that high and start don't do that well. They need a couple years to learn from somebody.
And you can learn a lot from Kirk Cousins. He's been in the league for a long time. You can learn a lot of stuff from him. And he does well. You know, he's not known as an elite quarterback. But, you know, for some reason,
it's not like you're parking him behind Brady or Aaron Rodgers, you know.
But any veteran quarterback is going to be able to teach you a lot of stuff.
None of the draft experts expected him to go because that Penix kid, he's had a ton of injuries. He's had two ACLs that he's blown.
Oh, really?
He's had two separated shoulders. So he's got a lot of injuries and stuff.
Did you know that you could bet on the Hard Rock
app? Yeah, I was looking at it. Yeah.
So I bet
on the draft.
I don't know anything about the draft, but my son last year, he got all like the first 20 something right at picking him. So he bet that one of the guys was going to go number six. And everything was falling right line, right line, right line. And then I think the Giants screwed it up. The Giants went and picked somebody else. And I was like, what? And the next team was like, well, we'll take that receiver. And I'm like, well, you screwed my whole bet up.
Yeah, that's the problem is somebody takes somebody else and then they have to shift whatever. Or if they do a trade or something like that. Yeah, so that's really hard. Obviously, you're going to determine the, you know, Caleb going first. But he was also like minus 20,000 because everybody knew he was going first.
Yeah.
I'm happy with the. I wanted them to go line. Somebody on the line, defensive, offensive line.
Yeah, we did good.
Well, I don't know if you were watching the draft. Maybe you saw the trailer that played last night. Eminem is dropping a new album this summer called "The Death of Slim Shady." Coup de grace.
Yeah, ooh. Come on.
What?
What do you mean the death of Slim?
The death
Shady?
Of Slim Shady sets up for the comeback of Slim Shady.
He's not going to be Slim. This is his. All of his rap now is less angry and more, you know,
because he made up with his mother.
Yeah,
I'm annoyed. And he's been sober for 16 years.
Yeah, whatever.
For some reason, I'm annoyed that Eminem's like football guy now. It's like Detroit Lions because the Lions are finally good.
Right. No, but he's always been a fan. He's always gone to the games. But it's just they haven't been good, so they never showed him.
Now he's in like the commercials. Yeah, the draft was in Detroit. Yeah, screw Detroit.
My God, easy guy, easy. Hold up.
And I was born in Detroit.
Yeah, hold up.
Can I just point out? That Machine Gun Kelly said it best. Your beard is weird.
Yeah.
That is a weird
beard. Let's talk about it.
Yeah.
His beard is.
Yeah, and it seems like he's with the man now because he's doing commercials with Roger Goodell.
Well, it's not really Eminem.
Oh.
Yeah. It's his clone.
Don't tell. Yeah.
I mean.
Enough of Eminem. Get out of the NFL.
Is he Jamie Foxx?
Yeah. Like, it's that type of thing.
He's also, the reality, Eminem old.
Yeah.
Old. Yeah. Yeah.
He's 50-something years old.
Just let the music die.
He does have the Jamie Foxx like dead eyes when you look at him.
Yeah.
Don't get Carmen started. Don't get me started.
It's not him.
It's not him.
Yeah. That football player isn't the same. He's missing a tattoo on his neck that he didn't get removed, but it's not there anymore.
Damar Hamlin?
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's get a good shot of him on Monday Night Football. Yeah. I can't really see him.
Yeah. Who is that? Yeah.
So I haven't seen any interviews with them, but there is some with like Cardi B, where she like gets stuck and they have to reset her, and they'll say the same thing 3 times, and then it like snaps her out of like whatever, but she'll be talking and then she just goes,
She
also goes,
no, but it happens to a lot of people. And then, but in the interviewers, you have to say whatever, you just have to say anything 3 times in a row and it will snap them out of it. And they like literally like blink and then they're like back to
Afghanistan, banana stand.
Katy Perry's done it.
Afghanistan, banana stand.
It's like Frozen.
Yes.
No, I'm asking. Yes. Frozen?
Yeah. Yes. They're like in the middle of
it. You have to say something, you have to give her a 3-time code for it, or you got to snap out of it.
It's really weird.
They're like robots. It really is weird.
Yeah, it's just like when you activate Alexa or Siri.
You're right.
You
have to reset them.
Yep.
A company out of Europe that was moved to Dubai it's like they're the cutting edge of cloning technology.
You are the Theo Vaughn of conspiracies.
What do you mean?
You just say the weirdest things. There's a company out in Dubai that makes eyelids for robots.
Not eyelids.
Where are those robots? It just has eyelids.
Well,
there's a cat somewhere in Poughkeepsie that has a picture of a robot on its cat butthole. That's all you do is just say random stuff.
Well, they've been doing organs for the longest time. They're the ones who can take, they call it scaffolding,
there's
where it's
a
like a blank organ.
That makes scaffold organs somewhere in New Orleans.
Yeah, yeah. And then
they feed it to the big chupacabras.
They don't feed it to chupacabras. But if you needed an organ, that's where you would go.
Right.
Right.
Organ bank.
Yeah. Speaking of cats, listen to this. A couple in Utah has reunited with their cat who they accidentally shipped to Amazon.com.
Oh.
The cat was hiding in a box that they had to return, so they shipped it, and the cat was in there. The cat's going to be okay, although it did go 6 days without food or water.
Good for it. That's what stupid cats do. My cat goes outside. I try to get it to not go outside, then it goes outside, and then at night I get up to pee, and I hear... I go, well, that's your fault. You wanted to go outside. You wanted to not come back in.
Last night, there was a stray cat that died under Chad's truck.
No.
It was...
Why did he roll over it?
Committed suicide.
No, he didn't. He was, like, hiding, because that's what cats do when they go to die. They, like, hide, but that he couldn't get to the woods. That's as far as he could get, and he was just, like, laying underneath, and there was flies everywhere. It was so sad.
Wait a second. You were telling me the cat went to die under the truck?
No, he was trying to go to the woods, because we have a lot of stray cats where I live, and I have like wooded areas that separates me and the 3 other apartment complexes around us. And so he was like trying to go to the woods. Like you could see like that's the way he was headed, but he just couldn't make it. And he like passed out under Chad's truck under the tire. And so he was just hiding. And we just saw like a bunch of flies and we're like, what is going on? So we looked under the truck and the cat was just like laying there like barely breathing, like twitching. It was so sad.
Did you stomp its head to put it out of its misery?
No, I didn't. I couldn't. I was like, if I was in the
truck over it.
Well, oh my God. I
put it out of its misery.
Yeah.
I know. Trust me. I wish Chad would, but that's not his style either.
Did you do? Yeah. You just left it there to be sad?
No. So one of our neighbors, her boyfriend came over and got rid of it and took care of it.
Oh, how did he do it?
I don't. Stop. I gave him some gloves, and then I guess he had like a shovel, and he
just cut its head off with the shovel.
I have a snake. I don't know what he did. We just know that it's not there anymore. But it was so sad. The cat was just, oh my God.
Yeah, you got like a vampire. You got to just cut its head off.
Well, I tried to call because I wasn't really sure who to call. So I tried calling like animal control.
Good luck.
But then I looked online and there was like something critter thing was open and I tried to leave a message and I couldn't get there. I was like crying.
You just buried in the backyard.
Sometimes dead is better.
I didn't have a shovel. Anyway.
You dig it with your hands.
Thanks to my neighbor and her boyfriend.
You just toss it in the community dumpster.
They did it.
I would have taken it for you, Carmen.
God.
What? That's a cat.
No, you do a nice little ritual, make
it's
sure
it's coming back.
Over.
It's yeah. coming back.
How small is it? You're probably going to flush it.
It's going to get you.
What is wrong with you?
What?
You have problems.
You're right. I wouldn't put that cat in my house.
A poll asked people how many days the standard work week should be. How many days standard work week? What should we have?
Five.
Four.
Five. Four.
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 Two.
6% think we should work all 7 days.
Oh. Yeah. I've done that before. It's miserable.
Yeah.
Who's
we do that?
That
now.
Who's giving you a choice?
We do that now most weeks. We work all 7 days. Now, granted, we don't have to work a lot of time. I'm doing work on Saturdays and Sundays for the show. You're doing appearances. You were out last week. Carmen, you were out the week before.
Right. And then you're keeping up with news stories. Scrolling on Instagram is part of our
they're
job.
They're not talking about us. They're talking about going to your cubicle and sitting there for 8 hours.
Real jobs.
Yeah. 5 days got 45% of the vote, followed by 4 days with 37%.
Five.
So most people want to keep working 5 days a week.
Four would be nice.
That's crazy.
Four would be nice.
Listen, four would be nice, but you want to make the world go around, you want to make money, you got to work 5 days a week. That's
not true. That's just an old way of thinking.
It's not.
Because you're old man.
Yeah, but I'm also an old rich man. So the idea
you admit that you're rich. Oh.
When it comes to...
About time.
Back to hating you.
You could effectively work 4 days a week and still do the same amount of work.
They've done it in other countries.
And I'm talking about regular jobs. Regular jobs, the majority of people aren't actually working the 8 hours that they work. You know what I mean? So you could.
Can firemen do that?
Can firemen do it? They're volunteer, a lot of them.
And firemen.
Firemen.
And firemen work like.
A lot of firemen are volunteer.
And a lot of them do 3 days on, 4 days off. Yeah. They don't get time off.
Back to a lot of firemen. There's volunteer firemen, but there's the firehouses and all that are filled with firemen who are not volunteers.
Yes, but a lot of them are volunteers. A lot of them work, but then there's a lot of volunteers as well. So you have the volunteers work on some of the days.
Oh, I got you. So you're saying use the volunteers so they can
split it up a little bit more.
Yeah,
I had a job in the past where you could work as long as you hit 40 hours. So you could do 4 10-hour days.
Mm.
You'd hit 40 hours, which is full time, and then you'd have a day off.
Yeah. There's a lot of nursing radio, like that.
When I drove the forklift, it was an 8-hour day, and if you went over 8 hours, it was overtime, and overtime was time and a half.
Yeah.
So if I had to work till 5 o'clock, and I ended up staying until 7, but I made an extra amount of time and a half for 2 hours, I would just take Friday off.
But there's also been studies that show that productivity has been increased by working less days, because they work more hours in the day, because they say, I'm working 4 days instead of 5 days, and I'm getting my stuff done.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Where you have the extra day, so that on Thursday, you're like, put it off to Friday.
I would rather work more hours as opposed to an extra day.
I come from the Japanese school of thought and the Chinese school of thought. Maybe let's just call it a Far East school of thought, where you should put in more time and do more work to be more productive.
Yeah, well, but the problem is people aren't working the full 8 hours is what I'm saying. So if you know that you're working 4 days instead of 5 days,
right,
those 8 hours, you're working 7.5 of hours or whatever, as opposed to you're working 5 days. So out of those 8 hours, you're only working 5.5, 6 hours per day.
Before radio, I don't think I ever had a job that was an 8-hour day that I tried to work as little as possible. I mean, every job I tried to work as little as possible.
Yeah.
Like even the forklift job, I would, when there was nothing to be forklifted, I would just go to the bathroom with the newspaper, pull my pants down and pretend I was pooping, and I would just read the whole paper until I heard Mike Calta come out in and be like, I gotta go to work.
Well, I told you I was working, I was doing mornings in radio, and then I was entertainment director at the nightclub that I worked at, and that was just all brain power. It was just all thinking and doing that stuff, and I did that for an entire year, and I was making 2 salaries, so I made good money. But you're just wore out.
Yeah.
Just wore out.
And the Far East belief, if you want to subscribe by that, is they go by what's called Ikigai, which is you find your purpose and you find what makes you happy. You find something that people need and something that pays. And then you pursue that, making your job more of a hobby instead of a job.
That same job that I worked the 40 hours of 4 days, they used to have a clock by the bathroom and you had to clock out.
What?
To go to the bathroom.
To go to the bathroom?
Because people were doing that. People were hanging out in the bathroom on the
they
clock.
They called it the Mike Helter rule.
And the guy's like, so you had to literally clock out if you were going to the bathroom.
Listen to this. You want to talk about being sneaky sneak? I did 2 moves that were fantastic. I worked in a warehouse that housed coffee beans and cocoa beans in these canvas bags that were the size of double the size of like a couch pillow, like a couch cushion.
Damn.
Okay. Yeah, they were heavy. You had to pick them up with hooks, you know. So in the middle of this warehouse, they have these poles for the lights, right? And the poles have a concrete base on it. So the poles would be surrounded by pallets stacked to the ceiling with these things on it. So I would have the guy from the forklift inch over the thing. I'd get in the middle of the circle around the thing. Like I'm blocked in by the pallets, and I'd have him block me in there. And then I would sit on that little concrete thing, and I would listen to Howard Stern.
That's
and
great.
I could see through the crack of the thing. So I could watch the office. So when I'd see the boss come out, when he'd start looking around, like, where is everybody? That's when I go, oh, I'm doing some work, you know. But other than that, I would just sit there on the pole and stare at the boss. Yeah. So I knew that he wasn't looking for me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not looking for him. And he has no idea where I am. And I would just sit here and do that.
Yep.
Then he kind of got wise. And they wouldn't put pallets around the poles anymore. So I asked a forklift driver to lift me up some 20 feet in the air and put me on top of the pallets. And I would take the middle bag out so that when I laid down in the middle bag, it was flush. You couldn't see me. So I would just take a nap. Yeah. And whenever I'd hear my counter, where's my counter? I'd be like, I'm up here. I'm sewing a hole. There's a hole in a bag and I'm sewing the bag.
Awesome.
Oh, yeah.
It's a great move.
Yeah. When I was doing surveys in the mall, I would love doing surveys. And there was a lot of people that didn't speak English in that mall, in the university mall. And I would just go and just make up all this stuff. And it's supposed to take 20 minutes. I'd be done in 5 minutes.
Yeah. It's simple.
A lot of females are sliding into my DMs and letting me know about the Giggly Squad.
Oh, that's right. I figured it was a chick thing.
Yeah. In fact, Laura, who listens all the time, she said Giggly Squad started during COVID and host Paige DeSoro, blah, 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 blah. Look how long that is. That's how long. Wow. Whatever. And at the end, she said, I hate myself for knowing all of this. And I said, I hate that you told me.
Steve, good morning. You're on the Mike Calta Show.
Hey, Mike. Just called to say I enjoy the show, and I wanted to let you and Galvin know. Most of the fire departments are not volunteers. I deliver medical gases to Pasco and Pinellas to the fire departments and ambulance services and stuff.
Right.
And if you run across a volunteer fire department, it's usually because it's a small town where there's not a lot of taxes. So they don't have the case on the paper.
Stand by, Evel Knievel's here.
Yeah, that's a loud car going by.
Yeah, I figured.
But the fire departments don't work 3 to 4 days on, 3 to 4 days off. They work one 24-hour shift, and then they'll be off two, work another 24-hour shift, be off two, that type thing. Usually it's 9 or 10 days a month is what they work.
Oh, well, that's good, because if it's one day that they have to run into a burning building, they've done their
this
work.
This is from
Steve.
NVFC.org. It says the majority of fire departments in the United States are volunteer. Of the 29,452 fire departments in the country, 18,873 are all volunteer. Suck it, Steve.
Can you imagine? No, he was saying about the work schedule.
He said I was wrong. He said that they're not. They're actually, tell Galvin, they're not volunteer. Read a book, idiot.
Wow.
My God.
Well, don't call in with your BS when you're wrong. That's the problem.
The idea that you're a fireman, that you're getting paid to run into a burning building is insane to me. The idea that you're a volunteer fireman and running into a burning building is even more insane to me.
Carmen, do it!
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Oh, she's not ready.
Here we go, Bone Fam. The Bone Bonus. Sponsored by Farrah and Farrah.
Tampa 8 to Atlanta to the end of the first round. I ended up putting him 28.
Oh, my God.
Come on.
It was right there.
Total fail.
Get it.
Here we go, Bone Fam. The Bone Bonus, sponsored by Farrah and Farrah, Tampa's accident attorneys, farrahandfarrah.com. This hour's Bone Bonus keyword is...
fly.
Fly.
This hour's word is fly. Head to the 102.5 The Bone app and enter fly.
Fly.
Before 15 minutes past the top of the hour, and the $1,000 Bone Bonus can be yours.
Fly!
I just wanna fly.
That stupid song gets stuck in my head all the time.
This is pretty gross. Perrier had to destroy 2 million bottles of water after fecal bacteria was discovered in one of its wells in southern France.
Drink up.
They say all of the bottles on the market are safe and, quote, poop free.
What?
Sure. Nice. Yeah. So you got the poo-poo.
But that's not real, though, because I learned that the Food and Drug Administration allows a certain amount of poop.
Well, this was over the poop limit.
So not poop-free, but under the thing.
That is false advertising, Perrier.
I like a certain amount of poop in my Perrier.
You got the poo-poo, now you get the pee-pee. Apparently, a new trend of gardeners using urine instead of fertilizer.
That's right, baby.
No. But, Joe, they say you can't just go and pee on your plants. Uh-oh. An expert says it should be diluted before application.
So drink a bunch of water and then do your thing.
All right.
Yeah. Joe, if this was the case, my butterfly garden would be huge right now.
Well, he doesn't go in the garden.
Yeah, no, I do.
I don't go. You do?
I do, yeah. I fertilize everything.
Well, I saw him the other day chasing Ralphie out there.
Wait, what?
Too close to the house.
Sprinkle my tortoise.
Oh, my God.
Charlie Belcher scooped us on this, but today is National Pretzel Day. Wetzel's Pretzels is giving out free ones today starting at 3 p.m. And Auntie Anne's.
I was going to say, what's Auntie Anne's doing? That's all the world
cares
about.
Auntie Anne's has a free pretzel deal for reward members. So you got to be a reward member.
That's fine. I'll take it. Auntie Anne's pretzels are delicious. The Auntie Anne's pretzels are almost as good as they smell.
Mm.
You smell them and you taste them and you're like, oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right, you like the sweet or the savory Auntie Anne's?
What is a savory one?
Oh, they have like a pretzel with a hot dog in the middle.
Oh, I think I'd enjoy that, but I'm mostly going for the straight plain pretzel.
Oh, I like the cinnamon pretzel.
My mother wanted to open up one of those pretzel stores in the 80s in the Woodbridge Mall.
That would have been great.
Pretzel Kingdom?
Yeah, she wanted to call it Mary Ann's Pretzels.
That would have been great.
It would have been great, but also we probably would have went out of business.
Pretzels for life,
Kids eating all the pretzels.
Plus, Auntie Anne's comes in and goes, Mary Ann,
hit the road, Mary Ann.
Yeah. Carmen,
yes.
Best ranch in the world.
Jets.
Ranch.
Easy.
But you love ranch, right?
Yes.
If you're obsessed with ranch, Panera Bread has a ranch hand gig that you could be perfect for. There's no word on how much it pays. It sounds mostly like a stunt or hype with their new ranch menu items and stuff. But go to PaneraBread.com and you can find out the information there. Maybe, who knows? Maybe you get paid to just,
eat ranch.
Drink ranch right out of the bottle.
I will tell you, Jets. Great. Best ranch. Yes. Next. Thomas Pease.
Yeah, remember they brought in the pizza here.
They brought in the pizza.
Good. It's over on Gun Highway there.
But their ranch is so good. One time, Chad and I went in there, and I was like, can I get some of this to go home? Literally, they didn't have anything to put it in, so they gave me a big soup bowl to-go container and filled it with ranch for me. So thank you, Thomas,
their,
and Thomas Pease.
Jake's garlic sauce is really good, too, for their pizzas. Yeah.
I was hoping you'd say you just held out your hands.
Yeah.
I just drank it out of the bowl like soup.
We don't have nothing to put it in.
Yeah.
Like soup.
It was delicious.
Do you notice that there's a bunch of chicken places popping up? There's, of course, you got KFC, you got a PDQ. And there's some new ones. What are some of them? I don't know. There's
BB.Q.
One on,
it's
one
the
called Magoo's.
That's what I was in. Huey Magoo's.
Yeah.
Huey Magoo's.
What's the cane? What's the cane?
Raisin cane.
Yeah.
But I had Huey Magoo's platter for the UFC fight.
I never seen anybody in the line. It's a brand new place and nobody's ever there.
My wife said she heard it was good and that they did party platters. So when I had the UFC fight, we ordered the party platter. The chicken was delicious. And then they make these homemade French potato chips that were everybody was loving the potato chips.
Yeah. Like this weekend?
Huey Magoo's. No, a couple weeks ago.
Mm.
They're getting ready to put a raisin.
What's the matter, Carmen?
I'm just wondering.
Oh, because the diet.
Oh, no. It was before the diet.
Okay.
It was a couple
weeks
ago. Yeah.
I will tell you this.
You're right.
You know, Viarda's, the Mexican place right there on Dale Mabry. If you can I get a side of sour cream, they will bring you what you were saying, Carmen, a bowl, like a giant soup bowl filled with sour cream. It's unbelievable. They must, like, hey, before it goes bad, let's get it out here.
Get it
It's
wrong.
Just like a scoops of sour cream.
They're supposed to be putting Raisin Cane's up here in Wesley Chapel by the Rockin' Brews.
Oh, really? Yeah. But they're all the same to me.
They really are.
That Rockin' Brews place is nice.
I love
Rockin' Brews is delicious.
Yeah, it is.
It does have good food.
Yeah. Gio took me there, and I was so glad he did.
Who's hungry now?
Me.
Yeah, me. I'm starving.
Protein shake?
I wonder if there's any food in here.
I mean, the smell is just...
The food fairy came.
Engulfed the room.
Mike's brother showed up with the McDonald's bag. I'm assuming there's McGriddles in there.
Just to make me mad.
How old is Carol Burnett?
90.
90?
89.
89. 87. 87? 69. Going lower.
69. Carmen? I'm literally scrolling on Facebook, and it just popped up.
Oh, oh really?
Yeah. Cool. Cheater.
She is 91 years old. 91-year-old Carol Burnett recently joked that she'd like to, quote, do Bradley Cooper. So he sent her a birthday message saying, quote, I've always been a massive fan of yours since I was a kid. I hope to meet you one day. Maybe we can even work together and stuff.
Is that a compliment?
Well, the thing about it is imagine a 91-year-old dude saying this about a 40-something-year-old you know, actress, whatever, where I'd like to do you. People would be like, oh, my God.
But you know who gets rid of it? Bill Murray.
Yeah,
Sydney Sweeney. I'd like to do her.
Yeah,
yeah. 90. Even though I'm 90, I'd like to do Sydney Sweeney. And Bill Murray. Everybody goes, oh, Bill Murray.
It still blows my mind that he was banging "Bring Your Milkshake to the Yard."
She said they were in a relationship.
She loved him.
Yeah, that's
she
wild.
What Spanish?
I don't know what word that was.
She loved him.
Carol Burnett ever on the show? Yes or no?
Yes.
She was.
I don't know.
Well, why did you say it?
Because I felt it in my heart.
Lily Tomlin, yes. Carol Burnett, I don't remember. I'm going to say no.
Anybody else?
Yes.
I'm going to say yes.
I'm going to say no.
Carol Burnett was on the
show.
Damn it.
I knew it.
Because I asked her, I said to her, I always thought Harvey Korman was gay. He just had that about him.
What is it?
Like the kind that like Paul Lynn had, you know. And she goes, oh, no. And she goes, in fact, Harvey always had his nieces on set. And
I
go,
Jennifer Aniston is producing a remake of the Dolly Parton classic 9 to 5. No word who's going to star in it yet, but it's in the early stages.
It's all of the girls from Friends.
Diablo Cody, who wrote Juno, is writing the script.
Can I just tell you, though? One of the best songs ever.
Oh, yeah.
Just that right there.
And the typewriter?
Yeah.
Dolly Parton's so hot at that time.
Oh, yeah, with the big...
Dolly Parton does this, and she plays that with her fingernails.
Pour myself a cup of ambition and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. I'd watch Dolly Parton yawn and stretch.
She's so young, and it's great. Starts pumping out on the streets. The traffic starts jumping
with folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Working, I don't really remember the movie.
One of the most underrated comedic actors of our lifetime, Dabney Coleman.
Yeah.
Dabney Coleman, man. He was the best. I loved him.
He died pretty young, huh?
No.
I would say he was...
No, because he was in Boardwalk Empire when he was older. And
Was he really?
Yeah.
I thought he died young. I thought he died like maybe in his 60s.
He's not dead.
He's still alive, yeah. He's 92. He's 92.
Who am I thinking of?
I don't know.
Where's Dabney Coleman been?
Yeah.
Not Harvey Korman. No, I don't know. I always thought he died young. Interesting.
He was in so many great 9 to 5 on Golden Pond, Tootsie, War Games.
Also, can we point out nobody in the world ever else besides him named Dabney?
Yeah, right.
What kind of name is that?
Yeah, it's a weird one.
You know what's weird is that
suspicious.
Nobody's like you're introducing me like this is Dabney Coleman. You're like nice to meet you. Yeah. Nobody goes, what is your name? Dabney,
Mr. Dabs.
Yeah. What up, Dab?
What up, Dab? Yeah, for real.
Dabney Wharton Coleman.
Wharton?
Yeah.
Oh, that's even worse.
Wharton's a popular name. Wharton Business School.
And he's kind of like one of those guys. He's in a bunch of movies.
Oh, yeah.
And he's not like really the lead, but you're always like, yeah, I know.
Thought he was dead.
Right. But you always see him and you're like, yeah, that guy.
Yeah. Dabney.
Dabney.
He's when great. He dies, the last Dabney on Earth is dead.
For sure. Unless there's a Dabney out there we don't know about.
Real quick, I'm just going to go to Facebook and put in Dabney. There's a lot of last name Dabneys, not a lot of first names.
I put in Dabney. There is a female attorney named Dabney L. Frederick.
No, I don't like her.
There is a Dabney Lee that has a gift shop.
Don't like it.
Dabney Coleman was on Yellowstone. Mike?
I don't recall. Well, what did it say he was?
Let's see.
Did he play a sheep? Dude. There is Dabney Cummer.
Oh, man, he looks so old on there. John, he plays Kevin Costner's father.
Oh, you're not a fan.
That must have been
Stolen Valor.
Wow.
Stolen Dabney.
Hold on. Dabney. There was... Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you never watched it.
He was alive.
Flashback.
Dabney Carr is a Virginia assemblyman. Well, wait, from the 1700s. There's a Dabney Cosby.
Yeah, so Dabney's probably just an old name. Someone in his family had it, so got it. According to a new poll, Americans think the perfect movie length is how long? Perfect movie length.
Hour and a half. 90 minutes.
90 minutes, Mike says.
85 minutes.
85.
An hour and 45 minutes.
Hour 45.
90 minutes.
90, you agree with Mike? Carmen, what do you think?
I'm going to say 2 hours and 10 minutes.
Ooh, nice.
They say 92 minutes. So you guys were close. 92 minutes. Only 15% want a movie to be 2 hours or longer, and only 2% want to sit through a 2.5 hour
92
movie.
92 minutes. Which, if there's only two more minutes left.
But you do the average of everybody, how they do it and stuff. But, yes, I agree with that. I think, right around an hour and a half is good. Depends on the movie, though. There are some movies that are longer that you enjoy, some that are shorter that you enjoy. But, yeah,
nowadays, they're making movies way too long. Movies that are like 3.5 hours, and you're like, why?
I don't remember the last movie I saw. Like the last, Wonka, maybe?
That was, how long was that?
I don't know. It must have been pretty average because I don't think it was too long. Wonka, I don't know if I'd seen another movie after that.
2 hours.
Yeah, fine. That's fine to me. 2 hours and under is good.
In 2 hours, you can build a story. You can tell a story. You can
eat
end
a lot of popcorn.
Yeah, but you don't need more than 2 hours. If it's more than 2 hours, it needs to be a sequel or split.
I disagree because Dune 2 was 2 hours and 46 minutes long.
Yeah, it
was
a 3 hour movie.
It was amazing.
But if it's good and it works and you don't, did you feel like it was that long?
Not at all.
Yeah, so that works out. But there have been plenty of movies that I saw and listen, you could take quite a bit. What was the Martian?
Two souls too long.
Yeah. There's a lot that you could cut down for sure.
Remember when we went to see, we watched The Irishman in Tahoe. I was Jesus Christ, I had to start that 4 times, that movie. That movie was terrible. God. It was long and terrible.
If you're going to have a movie be more than 2 hours, if you're going to have a movie be like 3 hours or something, you need to have an intermission.
I agree with
at
that.
At like an hour and a half, everyone go pee.
You're not bringing me back after the intermission.
Or make two movies. Sure.
You paid for it.
Make two movies.
Because then you got to wait for the second one to come out.
What was the movie recently that came out that movie theaters were showing and were starting an intermission? And the movie
that Tarantino movie?
Well, Hateful Eight, they had an intermission.
No, it was a Scorsese movie. I think. I'm trying to remember, Joe. I'm not arguing with you.
Yeah.
It was a movie that came out recently. Oh, I think that one with the Flower Moon one.
Killers of the Flower Moon.
They were starting to put an intermission in it, and Scorsese was getting mad.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll make it so long. That was too long and wasn't good.
3.5 hours.
Yeah. Richie Sambora did not like the way he was portrayed in the Bon Jovi docuseries, Thank You, Good Night.
That comes out this week.
His rep says, quote, he disagrees with how they framed his departure from the band.
I have to watch it. I don't know what they say in the thing. I interviewed David Bryan, and David Bryan said that Richie is an alcoholic and has alcohol issues, and
he doesn't like that.
Well, but I said to him, I said, he goes, he's my brother and I love him. I go, have you spoken to him? And he said, no. And he goes, you can't. When you have somebody who's an addict like that, you have to get them out of your life until they decide that it's time to get. And like, you could tell he was very troubled with it. So there is no doubt that, as I said, and then John says, Richie just called him up one day and quit out of the blue, said he's done and he quit. And they had to bring Phil X in to fill in, and they were in the middle of a tour and all that. I don't know what's true. I haven't watched this documentary yet, but I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah,
I think it'd be pretty cool to see. Especially knowing some inside stuff, you know?
Yeah. Finally in news, I'm not going to make it a big secret because you probably already know.
It's Pretzel Day.
Motley Crue has new music out. Have you heard it yet?
Just a snippet.
The snippet? Yeah, I heard the snippet the other day, but we already have it. It's supposed to be dropping at 10, but we got it. Don't worry about it.
We're dropping it like it's hot.
This is new music from Motley Crue with John 5 now on guitar. Then you have Nikki, Tommy, and Vince.
Nikki, Tommy, and a very photoshopped Vince. Have you seen the video?
Yeah, well, the video, they're like, it's kind of animated or whatever it is, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's different, weird look to it and stuff. But this is called Dogs of War, new single from Motley Crue. Take a listen.
Get to the corn.
Good forward to like 222. I hear a little John 5 guitar solo. Crank it up a little bit.
They should have an Eddie Van Halen tip jar that every once in a while everybody's going, Van Halen.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. That's great. I like it. That's pretty good. If they have a whole heavy album like that. See, the problem with these bands is they need to find, it's not the bands. The problem with the situation is you need to move forward with the times, stay relevant, but also still keep kind of your band sound.
Keep that sound, yeah.
Which they seem like they were able to do there.
Yeah, you play that, you know that's Motley Crue.
Yeah, listen, Vince Neil can't pull any of that stuff off live, but on CDs, he always sounds good.
You know, it's so funny. I forget CDs. Who was talking about it. They were saying about, you know, everybody complaining about Vince Neil singing and stuff. And he was like, Vince Neil never could sing. Like, don't you remember back in the... He goes, I think everyone is just so high and drunk that they didn't realize he could never sing.
But he was good-looking blonde
Vince
Neil.
Right, I think that's
now
the
he's
big
the
thing.
Abominable snowman.
Right, he used to have abs and stuff. And yeah,
now he's big, fat, can't sing because I can't breathe, Vince Neil.
Well, there you go. New music from Motley Crue. That is Dogs of War.
New Motley Crue, new Richie Sambora, new Bon Jovi. 2024.
So a whole album comes out today, or just that song? I think just that song and that video for that. But that's the single there. I don't know if they're putting out a whole album or whether they're just going to be releasing some, you know, singles and doing it that way.
Yeah, which seems to be working for everybody. Who cares? You're not getting album sales anyway, so you might as well just put out songs.
There you go. That is it for news.
All right, thank you. 727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025. Harlan Williams is coming in at the top of the hour. We haven't seen him in a while. We're happy to have him on the show. He'll be at Side Splitters this weekend.
What are you going to do?
About what?
About, you know.
About McGriddles?
Yeah, what are you going to do?
I'm going to smell them. Maybe Joe will grab me a protein shake so I can pretend like I'm eating with you guys.
Stay strong, Mike. Stay strong.
Thanks, Carmen.
I mean, you've already cheated a couple times, so stay strong.
So you're saying it doesn't matter?
I mean,
I'm not cheating.
No, I'm saying stay strong.
Oh, you're at a fork in the road right here.
If I had a fork, I'd eat them. If I had a fork, I'd eat them all.
Smells wonderful.
Yeah. All right, let's take a break, and I'll make a decision then. It's the Mike Calta Show. It's 102.5 The Bone.
You're listening to The Mike Calta Show. Now, a bone traffic update from the Farrah and Farrah